Chet Kanoya, I believe, the founder of Aereo, you might remember that from a few years back, launched a new wireless hub and eventually an ISP called Starry at an event in New York City today. The Starry Station Hub handles millimeter wave technology for wireless gigabit speeds into the home. It also, by the way, doubles as a Wi-Fi router. So this is all about, you know, wireless internet. If you, I imagine, you know, instead of wiring it from, you know, from outside into the house, this is maybe a lower friction way of doing that, but it kind of comes with its own hurdles.
That's what it sounds like. And I have to say the thing is adorably cute, as is everything for the Internet of Things these days. Mm-hmm. But what kind of freaks me out is this is using the same millimeter wave technology, possibly with a different side to it, but it's the same thing that the TSA has used for their body scanners.
Oh, that.
So,
there's radiation of all frequencies coming from
the
sun.
Same frequency,
right? Well, it's 38 gigahertz open bandwidth, right? Which is why they're going for it, because nothing's there. You know, we don't do a good job of occupying 5 gigahertz bandwidth. You know, 2.4 gigahertz is completely overwhelmed. So the claim here is that they have, you know this technology is basically used by this bandwidth is basically used by the military and the TSA, or this part of the spectrum, and they're claiming they'll deliver gigabit. It'll be affordable. It won't be capped. I'm just kind of curious about the range on, you know, millimeter waves. That's, you know, they've hit lots of buzzwords. But my understanding is the higher the frequency, the more difficult it is to go over distances, especially in places with lots and lots of concrete and brick, like, for example, Boston, where they are launching, or New York City.
Well, even flora can cause issues with millimeter wave technology. So they're going to have to create some kind of mesh networking with access points to be able to enable this to work in, like, even a remotely small housing environment.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking line of sight, best case scenario, a kilometer max. So this is a big promise. But this is also somebody who started a business, you know, and fought basically broadcast and cable all the way to the Supreme Court. So, you know, if nothing else, we know the man is tenacious.
Yeah, it's kind of in his MO, right? Like with Aereo, he took on an established market, didn't necessarily succeed in the end, but he's not afraid to do that. And it seems like Starry's kind of aiming to do the same thing. They did kind of mention in this announcement, you know, kind of some of those hurdles, those issues of range, obviously, as we were talking about, also just not being able to penetrate through things, even water. It's, you know, so like you said, Patrick, line of sight is important. They did say that they would work on kind of like clusters of antennas. And these are, by the way, the people that are designing this are the same kind of antenna designers that were behind Aereo, which was a huge part of what Aereo was doing. So they have some really smart people working on this. It'll just be interesting if they can kind of fears to rest.
I'm skeptical.
I'm with Shannon. I'm extremely skeptical because, you know, even The Verge quotes someone in their, what's the quote? Spencer Webb, an antenna consultant and president of Antennasys, quote, a phased array is the worst possible choice for millimeter wave antenna. It's terrible. I don't understand it. The feed structure is lossy and it's not cost effective compared to a reflector or lens antenna.
You know what that tells me? They won't have any competition in this field. They'll be the only ones doing it. That could be a leg up.
Have fun with the FCC, guys.
I'm going to put my venture capital hat on and say, you know, just because you have no business model, no source of revenue, or an idea that will potentially work, I want to give you millions of dollars to make it happen.
And that's like, exactly what's going to happen, probably.
Well, who knows? Maybe they do have some secret sauce.
Yeah.
Which is always an unfortunate phrase, that'll make their technology work. I'm just not holding my breath. I want it to work because I desperately want, you know, I want Google to run fiber to every household in the United States, and I want better wireless internet. But boy, this is an unusual choice of technologies to try to make that happen.
Not inexpensive either, $349.99, and no price on the internet service itself. You know,
if they can only do line of sight, and their maximum, even if there's, if we're talking about open ground, is a kilometer, this is going to make. This is going to make, what was that failed technology that got bought by boy, I can see the logo for the company and I can't remember the name. You know, the one that was going to replace
McDonald's.
No.
Sorry. Oh, man, I must be hungry.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Broadband technology.
This is where we search Sprint. Google with Patrick Norton.
I swear. Don't you remember the, when Sprint was doing their broadband? The company, there's nobody.
You're asking
remembers.
The girl that has no memorization skills.
Boy.
And I'm just still thinking of McDonald's.
Well, so. It was, you know, it was a technology. It was a wireless technology.
WiMAX. Was it WiMAX?
That's the one.
PC guy 8088 in the chat room gets credit for that.
That's how bad WiMAX failed.
There we go.
That
and now it makes sense.
Remembers
yeah.
it anymore, except right. for the man in the chat room that remembers everything. Thank you.
Our chat room brain remembers all. So just throw that out there and they'll get it eventually.
WiMAX was a miserable failure.
Yeah.
Plus, it never really worked as well as they thought it would. So I guess we're down on that.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the idea of it. We'll just see if
everybody
they can
likes the idea.
You know, if they can make it
Except
happen.
For,
I suppose.
You know, cable companies.
Yeah.